You grew up speaking Portuguese in the home?
Yes.
And did you learn English in the schools?
Yep. I remember first time when I was registered in kindergarten, I go and I go to this thing called English as a Second Language. And I was like, what the hell is this thing? And I'm sitting there, and it's with, you know, who ended up being our soccer coach later on in life in Bristol. It's a very small town. And he ends up being our town administrator, Mr. Texera. You know what I mean? And he's just laughing. He's like, this kid doesn't need to be in here. But when you're looking at, all right, so 77 I came over. We're looking at 81 by the time I'm in school. They don't know how to handle this little Portuguese kids that are coming in like crazy. So they just assume none of us speak English. But I came over when I was 15 months old, so I could speak both languages pretty much fluently right away. I learned from television.
Yeah.
I tell everybody that's how my sister in television, because that's
more of like dual languages.
Yeah. At the same time. It was Englogies. We called it Englogies. A lot of our friends, we called it Englogies. Like it
was Spanglish.
Yeah, like Spanglish, exactly. But Englogies, because we thought it was cool. but no, and because. And to this day, we speak English. I will be talking to my parents in half Portuguese, half English. I'm glad to say that as of 2016, it's probably 70 to 80% English compared to back then being 70% Portuguese. Mm. You know, it was never, at least for me, it was a prideful thing that I could speak both languages. I've known some Portuguese families where they didn't really want their kids to learn to speak English.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, I don't know. It was
preserve the culture.
Yeah, but it wasn't just. It was kind of like it was almost like they thought we were being lied to. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we're in a new place. We need to have our guard up.
Some trust.
Some, you know, exactly. Yeah. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, at least that's the sense that I got as a little kid, because I'm just sitting there going, I want to absorb this entire culture that I've been watching on TV for 4 years and thinking, like, Romper Room is amazing, you know, but still very upset that they never said Leo is there. Why? Leo's a Portuguese name, Italian name. It's not right. Of an American descent.
She didn't recognize yourself maybe in the
American I didn't. I'm sitting, I strive to identify myself from the earliest TV shows of like, why did they never call me? My friend Gary at least had Gary Gnu on one of the romper, like one of those. Mm-hmm. There was never a Leo. There was no, yeah. Like, how I just always felt isolated. No, but like, it's like you feel like it, like you're on an island. Like, I'm this Portuguese little boy who has to be the best American he can, but yet still be the best Portuguese son he can, because he's going to help his parents adjust. Mm. He's going to be the translator. He's going to be the one who...
Right.
That's a lot of pressure on a... Yeah, that's a lot of pressure on a little kid. You know what I mean? When my sister wasn't around, who's 8 years older than me, it was on me. And because I was the boy, I had to be spot on, man. And that's where I guess the difference... Where me becoming American versus like being that, like, you know, I really pushed myself away in the early days from my Portuguese roots. Like, it wasn't until probably my teenage years, which is funny, you would think I'd push myself away more, where I started to embrace those Portuguese roots, because it made me different than the other kids.
Mm.
It made the girls every once in a while go, maybe there's something different about this kid, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it made me a little different. And then sometimes it was negative and sometimes it was positive.
Right, right.